This is the Composer's Datebook from March 25th. I'm John Burge. Timing, as they say, is everything. In 1942, the Soviet Union was America's wartime ally. And the Soviet composer Dmitri Shostakovich made the cover of Time magazine. 7 years later, the war was over, but the Cold War was on with a vengeance. On March 25th, 1949, Shostakovich arrived in New York for his first visit to America as part of a Soviet delegation to a Cultural and Scientific Congress for World Peace. By then, the anti-communist tide of American public opinion resulted in pickets and protests. Those who spoke at the Congress, including the American composer Aaron Copland, felt compelled to preface their comments with unambiguously anti-communist manifestos. Shostakovich nervously read the equally unambiguous speech prepared for him by his Soviet minders, attacking American imperialism in general, and the expatriate Russian composer Igor Stravinsky in particular. It was embarrassing for everyone concerned. But while he was in New York, Shostakovich got to play a piano reduction of the Scherzo from his Fifth Symphony for a huge crowd at Madison Square Garden. That, at least, resulted in a big ovation. And maybe that was how he privately approached the whole sad affair, as a kind of grim scherzo or joke. Composer's Datebook is supported by ReputationDefender.com. Their reputation report card scans and grades a person's online presence in real time. More at ReputationDefender.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.